What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
We're back. We're podcasting.
We're podcasting.
This is the What's Your Type podcast.
The podcast about why we want what we want and why we do who we do. I am your host, Sarah Hartshorn.
And I'm your other host, Tyler Mead. And before we introduce our guest, mm-hmm. I got a very important message from Sarah today.
Yeah.
I need you to tell the people what a doctor pulled out of your ear today. Not a magician.
Not a magician.
A medical doctor.
Yeah, important. All right, little backstory. I have had increasingly worsening ear pain for about 3 months.
Which you've never once mentioned to me.
For many weeks, it was like not that bad. And then it was kind of annoying. And it's only in the past couple of weeks that I was like, all right, this really hurts. And it was also starting to get like jaw pain and headaches. It was like cascading down my jaw. And I was like, all right, I got to go to the doctor. I didn't mention. I don't know why. I'm a baby.
Been complaining about this a lot.
I did complain to Ian a little bit, but he also was kind of surprised. My straight up like husband, who I love, he was like, I had no idea it was that bad. Anyways, for 3 months, it's been getting worse. Went to the doctor today and she pulled a diamond out of my ear. There was a diamond in my ear, a diamond inside my head.
With nothing attached to it?
Nothing attached. No. Also, I want to be clear. She was like, it's really shiny. And immediately I was like, oh, it's like a face gem, like a gem that sticks. And I was like, I know what it is. I had a face gem for Tyler and my show at the stand, and it fell off. It must have fallen into my ear.
The next one of which is May 19th. Please come.
Thank you so much. We may or may not be booking entirely straight male comedians. We may or may not. That was a bit we talked about a while ago. We actually haven't decided. But anyways, she was like, I don't think it's that. It looks very beautiful. And she's like, we're like talking while she's like pulling it out of my ear. She's also like, you have to stand very still. And I was like, okay. So I'm standing very still. She's pulling it out. She's like, it looks very beautiful, but it's way too big to actually be a diamond. She pulls it out and she's like, I think it's a diamond. And she hands it to me. It is not a face gem. It is a straight up gem, like a precious gem. I don't know if it's a diamond, but she looked at it under a microscope and was like, it's not glass and it's not plastic. It is a gem. I think it might be a diamond. And I now have that in a little medical baggie.
So with that in mind, our guest today, actor, comedian, influencer, Jeremy Crittenden.
Hey, so are you missing a diamond?
Oh, I don't have I don't even have diamonds. I have diamonds on my engagement ring, but you can see they're really little.
Yeah.
It's a sapphire. Now I'm like, what stone is it? I don't have
like an earring
diamonds
or anything.
I do have diamond earrings, but they're, you know, like the like mini micro,
right,
like really little ones.
You think there's just enough pressure inside of your head?
That is hilarious. Yeah. Probably. Or so our best guess is that I hugged someone.
And you stole from them.
And I stole and I pickpocketed them really cleverly. And I put,
it's rare that the pickpocket is also the pocket.
I became a human. I know all pickpockets are human. Let me back up. I became a human pocket. Not even pick.
Know there's going to be some girl listening to this and it's like, that bitch.
And listen, if you are listening and it is your diamond, I'm not giving it back. I can't.
No. It's
a
part of you now.
It was literally a part of me. It was inside my ear. And I love it.
Did she check the other ear?
Yes.
Okay, good.
She looked in it.
A ruby came out of that one.
Yeah, that one, yeah. Can you imagine? I just...
Actually, yes, I can't imagine if a different rock came out of a different hole of yours. Based on the story you've told us, that sounds plausible.
Yeah. The thing is, though, like, I get it, okay? It's my friend... I was talking to some friends, and they were like, this is the most Sarah Hartshorn story ever. And I was like, that doesn't mean it's not blowing my mind. Like, why is there a diamond in my head?
It's pretty amazing. I am so happy that I'm on your podcast at all, but I'm especially happy that I'm on your podcast
Diamond Day.
It opens to your diamond ear.
Diamond Day, yeah.
Yeah.
Diamond, yes.
Congratulations to you, really.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Do you think it's worth more awesome now that it's been inside you?
I don't even know. I mean, maybe, because what are
What it are could diamonds be, worth?
How much can one diamond cost, Michael?
But it could be just, how much could one diamond cost? $5? No, but it could be a just like a crystal. Like what are Swarovski crystals made of? Those are gems, right? It's not crystal? Plastic. It's not glass. But I don't know if it's
I have no idea what a Swarovski is.
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know what it's actually made of, but crystal.
Crystal.
Yeah.
Which is rock?
I assume it's something out of the ground.
Bunch of theater majors here. We got one film major.
I'm so sorry. I have a degree in philosophy. Please don't lump me in with you.
Oh, okay.
BFAs.
I'm so sorry. Now you're really bringing the useful info.
Yeah, the very useful info that's guaranteed me job security all this time.
Oh, fine. Touche.
I'm obviously kidding. There's nothing useful in a philosophy
nothing
major.
Useful.
I didn't go to law school, so it's useless. Or grad school for more philosophy, thus continuing the cycle of who cares.
None of us know what rocks are.
Nope.
Okay, there's a difference between not knowing what a rock is and everyone being like, what is a Swarovski crystal?
Yeah, that's true.
If anyone knows.
Maybe Swarovski will sponsor you guys after this.
That would be...
Better, they're going to be like, this bitch is popping them out. Get
popping
them
out. Like, what?
Mine her.
But every pain I have forever now, I'm going to be like...
Is this another diamond? Yeah. Just rattle around.
Just holding my hands up next to holes, hoping something falls out.
Isn't that how you had your kid?
Anyway. That's how I live my life.
Jeremy, enough about Sarah's multiple head rocks.
Yeah.
How are you? What's really good? Well. What's new?
Oh, my gosh. What's new? What is new? I don't know. The sun came out today. That was new.
Yeah.
And I needed it so
It was
badly.
77 degrees today in New York for those listening anywhere else.
82. My phone said 82.
Oh, yeah. Must have been in the 80s
It was
today.
Hot.
Hot. And
I have the AC running, so if there's an annoying noise in the background.
That's
why
it
is.
Yeah,
but we deserve that. Like, we've earned that annoying noise in the background. You know what I mean?
I spent a lot of today just sweating inside of my apartment because I had the fan running because I was trying to worry about the electricity bill.
Done all
right.
Huge mistake.
Yeah.
I'm going to think of that as like a future Jeremy problem because that's also like my place. It's kind of like broken up into a bunch of rooms. So every room kind of has.
A lot of apartments are.
What a flex. Multiple rooms. How lovely. I can't imagine that level of wealth you two must enjoy.
No, but like in a studio, you can have one AC, right?
Yeah.
I've got like a 2-bedroom place. So every room has its own AC and. That means in the summertime, I'm running 3 AC sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's very expensive.
Yeah.
I'm not making it any better, am I?
No, I feel so bad for you with your many AC units in your multiple rooms.
Honestly, same though. I did this stuff. I got my daughter's room. I got our room. I got the living room.
Yeah.
Not to brag, but I got walls in between all those things.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the walls that get you.
It's the walls that'll get
it's
true.
Once in a while, a white woman comes over and they're like, have you ever thought about putting up like a divider or something?
God.
And I'm just like, my entire day is walking back and forth between the bed and the couch. Why would I include an obstacle?
That's fair.
Because it would just be, I'm so gay, I would just put up beads. And then that would be a huge problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me drunk with beads.
I was just going to say, you're going to get tangled up in that when you get home from
immediately.
A club.
And also, even I have like a level of self-respect where if I were to bring a man over, I can't be like, here, come through this wall of beads with me and we'll make love.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's true. You have to make love near beads.
Yeah, that's what you do. You know who I bet has beads in their home?
Who?
Raja.
Oh,
just
for
so
sure.
Many beads.
In fact,
I
feel that
beads.
Raja did a house tour recently on Instagram, and I can confirm
beads?
That there were at least one set of beads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not old or cool or do enough drugs for that. So.
And just think, you'd be having the diamond out of the ear conversation, then you could be like, but I got beads coming out of mine.
I've got
beads.
There would be a real risk of that happening to me.
Of it falling in your ear. Yeah, well, be careful when you're hugging people. I like can't stop touching my ear. Speaking of making love.
Can you hear better?
Yeah. No, it was immediately the pain was so much better. Like my whole...
moment of hesitation. Like, yeah, you have no idea.
And my face is less swollen on this side. It was like... upset. My body really wanted to reject that.
Wow,
diamond.
You had a diamond infection.
I had a diamond infection. It's the classiest infection.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt your segue, though. Please go on.
No, no. That was, it's a fair question. It's also not the first time. I had sinus surgery and my hearing got better. So, yeah, I had a deviated septum and a diamond removed from my head. Speaking of making love, we're going to ask you the name of the podcast, the reason for the season. What is your type?
Oh, that's such a great question. People ask me this question all the time, and I never really know what my type is. First of all, tall men.
Tall men. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Tall men. Heard of them.
They are powerful. They mm-hmm. need to be stopped.
Yeah.
And I find myself just today, we were out in the park because it was beautiful out. And so, of course, gays, Speedos, mm-hmm. Sheet Meadow. Mm-hmm. And people were walking by all the time. And multiple men walked by and we went, are they hot or are they just tall?
They're just tall.
Yeah.
We've had this That's conversation real. A couple of times on the podcast. There's a lot of men who are just tall.
Who are just tall.
And they're it's not that they're ugly.
No.
But they're just regular dudes. And I don't like that look of like a regular sized man just stretched.
It like, is weird when someone doesn't look tall in photos and then they are. I'm rewatching a lot of America's Next Top Model right now because I'm writing the book. But I'm watching and I'm like, it's weird when girls don't look tall until that you like see them next to something, like next to a door frame.
See, I believe like it's really an energy thing. Like you can be tall but not be a tall man. You can be short but you're a tall man.
Yes.
So like if I think of somebody, if I think of a guy and in my head I have to look up to them, like that to me is a tall man. Even if I see them in person, I'm like, oh, you're actually shorter than me.
I still classify
them tall men.
Interesting. I do think though, if you are over 6'1", you're a tall man.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
I can't think of anyone that's over 6'1" that doesn't have tall man energy.
Yeah.
They'd have to slump so much.
Yeah. So I've found myself, but I have dated like a lot of guys that are shorter than me. I've slept with a lot of guys that are shorter than me. Thank you. Oh my God. You understand. You understand my plight.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'9".
Okay.
Okay.
And a half.
The half is really important.
It helps my ego a lot.
Yeah.
It makes me feel a little less like a medium height king.
That's so funny. But that's true. 5'9" is average.
Yeah.
So we have tall.
So tall.
I like a guy who's funny. Okay. Like if you can make me laugh.
Okay.
Honestly, and truly, it's one of the reasons that I decided to do comedy was my second ex-husband.
Okay.
We're going to get into that in a minute.
Yeah, we'll get to those boys.
Yeah.
Very funny. Like, really, truly hilarious guy.
All through the divorce proceeding. Just jokes.
Just bits.
Bits on bits. And it was one of the things that I really missed after things ended. I was like, oh my God, I'm laughing so much less. What a great time to get into comedy and just be in rooms with people laughing. I can sort of take ownership of that, you know, part of the relationship.
Yeah. And be better at it.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, that's the goal, you know.
That's the goal. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know.
Would you say both of your ex-husbands were your type?
Yeah, I would. I'm terrible at this of like really identifying like what a
type is. But they were
tall.
They were funny.
Let's try this.
Tall, funny. Yeah.
Without, because this way we don't like give away their identity, I guess. Who would play your ex-husbands?
Oh, this is so easy. Okay. Ooh. Oh, this is the easiest.
No one has ever.
No, everyone. Really
everyone struggles.
Draws a blank. You actually know pop culture.
Oh, no. Though. I'm like, I've got them.
You heard Sarah try to describe something she knew by heart earlier. So that's about how it goes.
My first husband is played by Big Bang Theory Sheldon.
Oh,
what?
Sheldon.
He is gay. I don't know his name, but we all know who
you're talking
about.
He's but like tall. Slightly taller, yeah.
Oh, he is tall?
He's like a long fellow.
I think he's shorter than Kaley Cuoco. How do I know that?
How do you know her?
How do I know her? I don't know.
Okay, wait.
I don't know.
I think he's like 6 foot.
He's got to be.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of him right now and I'm looking up at him. He's got tall man energy for sure.
Has he been in anything since Big Bang Theory?
I think he's on Broadway right now.
That doesn't count.
He's done some movies.
He has. No, he did something. He did do something. Yeah, yeah, I forget what, but he did.
Good for him.
But this is the main guy, Sheldon.
Yeah. Yes.
I do not think of him as having tall guy energy. That's so interesting.
Everybody listening to this right now is like, it's this guy, you dummies.
I know. Okay.
Oh, I don't.
Okay, so that's one of the husbands. Yeah, which,
I know who you're talking about. It's
but,
fine.
And when
is that first or second?
First.
Okay.
And when I say they are twins, they are twins. It's
interesting.
Crazy. Interesting. The first time I saw like a billboard for The Big Bang Theory, I was like, I'm married to him.
Wow.
That's when the thoughts of divorce set in.
You were like, I don't know, this is...
I'm so sorry. I don't know why you divorced
No, no, he's very handsome, very, very, very smart man. Husband number two, Jacob Elordi.
That's a man who, in my opinion, is just tall. He's fine.
Oh.
But he's tall.
I think
yes, he is.
Right. He seems pretty.
Yeah. He...
A little jockish for my type, but...
The face doesn't do much for me.
Really?
No.
It's yeah. Well,
it does for me.
It's, yeah, I like a pretty boy.
It's a little.
I like a pretty boy. Yeah.
Like
pretty
yeah.
Boy.
I get. I usually. I feel like I usually do too, though. But there's something about him where I'm like.
No, but you don't like them soft.
No, that's very true.
You
I don't like
a hard.
Soft
you like
boy.
A harder man. You
I don't like
yeah.
a soft little boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't like round. You,
wow, way to clock me like that live on the podcast. You hate softness. Yeah. That's true.
You hate you. You hate kindness, no.
with my track record, it looks like, yeah, actually, I do.
Okay, so there is a lot of commonality there, right?
Sure.
We have tall, so it seems like you like kind of gangly, not like, right, not stacked.
But this is why I also go, like, I have such a hard time identifying what my type is, because I do love, like, a more built guy, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, the two men that I married are physically like, thinner, taller dudes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's talk early crushes. Like what were some early crushes?
Do you remember any?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like how far do we want to go back?
What was your first crush?
Okay. My first crush when I was in like in elementary school was a boy named Tyler, and he was like about my height. But like, you know that one kid that you went to school with who was just like,
gay?
Why you're like, why are you a bodybuilder already? Like, why are you an underwear model? And we're like, 13.
Why did we all have one? We did.
No, so
only one.
And mine was Kyle.
Oh,
he was so jacked.
There were two.
I've dated so many Kyles.
The problem is I went to a very Jewish high school, so our version of jacked was Jewish jacked.
Okay.
Which doesn't really count. But my friend.
It counts.
Not. Because my friend Sebastian, who I know from the internet and stuff, he posted photos of himself in high school and he was like, why the fuck wasn't I out just absolutely like crushing dick all the time? And then he posted a photo. He looks like a full 25-year-old man. His arms are the size of my head. He is still this big to this day. And I'm like, what do you do? And he's like, I lift twice a week. And I'm like, I will kill you.
Twice a week. That's insane.
There are certain people who can do that where they just like put on muscle immediately.
Yeah. They just,
I don't know how much work you had to put in, but clearly more than I did. By the way, I would like some credit. I invited someone in better shape than me on the podcast.
Yes, you did.
And I don't like doing this shit at all. And this is one of the few... Of course we do this after we figured out the video component. I couldn't have invited you early when we were every week. We're like, oh no, the video didn't work. Jesus fucking Christ.
It's like, oh, it's blurry.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, we didn't even get video.
We didn't get it
The camera
at
died
all.
Six times
the
within
The camera
10
died.
Minutes.
We couldn't figure out the, like, oh God, no, we just like, we tried. And
we were so aspirational. We were like, we're just going to be like every other YouTube, or we're going to be like every other podcast and post the whole thing on YouTube. And then completely ignoring the fact that those other podcasts film in a studio with professional help with people doing it for them. And I was like, oh, right. We don't have that.
We don't have
also,
that.
Also, it would take 3 days for us to
edit,
upload the video to YouTube.
That's true.
Okay. So first crush was Tyler.
This boy Tyler.
One of those mysteriously jacked babies.
Mysteriously jacked babies.
That we all knew.
But zero personality. Oh my God. If you're seeing this, I'm so sorry. You're a really awesome guy.
He had a lot of time to grow.
He had no personality whatsoever. I don't think I ever saw him smile. This was like, you know, grade school.
Okay, yeah, he's had some time to cook.
He could
he's
be amazing now, but at the time, a yeah. dud. It's
look at sure. that point, at you're still time. Getting over fetal alcohol syndrome. Who knows what's left?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my
the buff
first
guy
crush.
In my elementary school absolutely had a little touch of the feets, for sure.
And then in high school, again had a crush on again the one guy that was just like way too jacked to exist in a high school in Medicine Hat, Alberta. And
wait, in what?
Hmm? Why was it called that?
Medicine Hat, Alberta is the town that I grew up in.
No, I got, why is it called that?
Okay. I'm going to probably get this wrong. So someone's going to send
me
an email.
We will never know.
You also, this is now twice in maybe 4 minutes. We're a brand new podcast.
Brand new.
You
no
are
one's emailing.
Wildly overestimating don't our worry. Reach. Unless Medicine Hat treats
you, know what?
You like their god.
I actually do. I actually do have a lot of friends in Canada, including in Alberta. Wow. Some of whom are very kind and
you
very
know what?
Sweet. I do listen to the podcast. So you might
shut me the fuck up, I guess.
I might listen. Get a little WhatsApp notification being like, hey, but
Medicine Hat. Wrong. Okay. This is what I remember of the like the legend of why it's called Medicine Hat. So there was like the indigenous tribe
okay.
that was in that region, there was a medicine man, right? And he had a big old hat. And God, I hope I'm remembering this even like 10% correctly. And the chief's daughter got taken by the serpent that lives in the river and down to the bottom of the river.
I really thought you were going to say the French.
I also thought you were going to say the French.
That would be hilarious.
I see. Well, but that would be later in the history of the tribe,
okay.
presumably. Yeah.
But also like for the French to have gotten all the way to Alberta for some reason to cause trouble.
Did they not?
I mean, it's pretty far from France, given the time.
Aren't the Canadian settlers French?
Yeah, but like way on the east.
Weren't they still?
There are like no French people in Alberta.
Right, right.
Quebec. Bunch of theater majors like, here.
They had to.
No. Hold on. I know history. We had this discussion last time. Sarah got real cute.
How often does
friend
French
Nick.
Canadians come up on this podcast?
Well, no, it's because we had Nick Smith on last week who went viral for a clip where he said that World War II happened in the 1800s.
Oh,
and then Sarah got a little big in her britches and was like, let me ask you some history questions. And then asked incorrect questions and had wrong answers.
I don't know.
And I was
I don't know.
But
I don't know.
No,
I also don't know anything about Canada.
The French settled in Canada, and even though they like, you know, stopped doing that,
right.
The French thing, wasn't it still
but
mostly
they didn't make it
like
to Alberta.
French offspring?
No, but that's like real, like again, like Quebec. And maybe like into
then
Ontario.
Where did the rest of the white people come from?
Yeah.
The British.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got everywhere. So, anyway, sorry. Serpent, medicine hat.
Serpent,
chief.
Okay, chief daughter. And the only way to get her back from the serpent was for the medicine man to sacrifice his hat.
Oh.
To the serpent. Because I think maybe that's the source of his powers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Snakes do like that.
There's
hats.
Some significance to that.
And so a bunch of people heard this story about a snake in a river. Hats and was like, we're gonna post up right here.
Yeah
cool.
Yeah, so
I'm from Potomac. We're named after the river because we're very close to it.
Okay, that makes more
what does
sense.
Potomac mean?
I think it has I mean it is Native American in origin. I think I actually don't know.
I'm from Greenfield.
Is there
I wonder why
Greenfield nearby. Nice.
Big one.
You know what? Sometimes you just got to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Just
there's
say what it is.
There's also a river. It's the Green River.
Color is it?
It's green. Actually, damn. It's kind of brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the Green River. No, I am also from a town called Heath. It's a Heath.
Oh, yeah.
It is a Heath.
And did you... So it sounds like you knew you were gay early.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah.
You had the internal moment of like, I like boys.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. As a matter of fact, I tried to come out to a friend of mine when I think I was like 13 or 14. And I told this girl that I was bi.
Mm-hmm.
And she immediately told everybody. And then I immediately said it was
bitch.
A joke. But I ended up coming out when I was 16, which wow. like in the 90s in a small town in like the Texas of Canada was
Alberta
a,
is totally the Texas of Canada.
Yeah, it was a really insane move.
Yeah.
It was a really insane move. Yeah. yeah.
But it went, oh, but did it go okay?
Yes. I mean, it was this. I really had to watch where I went.
Yeah.
There was a, okay. there was an incident.
Okay.
There was a news-making incident maybe when I was 18.
A news-making incident? You?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have a steel plate in my jaw. yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What? Those straight boys messed me up.
I love that I've heard that you go for younger men on stage, but not that you were hate crimed.
Well, yeah, because it's not the most entertaining story.
Are you kidding? Yes, it is. Tell us it right now. Sorry.
You don't have to.
No. Oh, my God. Like, are you kidding? It was,
it's how I got
a very
on TV
long
and I found
time
out that
ago.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Okay. I have, you know what? We should just hear the story. If you are comfortable telling
it,
I would
love to hear the story. Absolutely tell the story. So yeah, I came out when I was 16 and I decided like, it's probably not the best to go to like grad parties, you know? So.
They also suck.
Oh, actually this does, you know, I'm glad it came up because this relates to my high school crush.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So Medicine Hat, again, not a small, it's a pretty small place. Mm-hmm. A lot of farms nearby.
Okay.
So a lot of kids that I went to school with lived on farms. So we would do farm parties.
Yeah.
And those are the best parties. No?
I mean, the best in that they were the only parties.
Oh, no, we would have like backyard parties and there was house parties and stuff. But farm parties were the ones where like the parents were the cool parents. And they'd be like, we know you're going to get trashed.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to bring a tent. You're going to get trashed and you're going to stay on the farm for the night.
Oh, that is. We were sneaking around farms.
Oh.
They were not. There were no parents being like, have tents. We were just trashed in fields.
Lame in high school.
I don't think I went to the farm parties. I was also a little bit lame. I did go to
a couple. You were a model.
Not in high school.
Shortly thereafter, I have a hard time believing there was like a 3-year window where you were like, actually, I'm hideously ugly.
Unless oh no, I was bonkers hot. I was bonkers hot. No, I was so hot that I like don't understand why people in high school. I'm about to say a sentence. They were mean to me because I was hot. They were mean to me because I was hot.
Oh,
hey, no, and because they were weird,
and because I was super weird, and also they weren't that mean. They didn't hate crime me.
They didn't hate crime me. You don't have a steel plate anywhere. You got diamonds falling out of your head, but no steel plate.
Did you set off TSA?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, no.
Why not?
Did I fly with my diamond in my ear? No.
No. You're not trying to get out of Germany, honey. Anyway.
So where I'm at this farm party, and there's like this group of straights that I can see, like I feel the hate crime on the way. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really trying to avoid these guys and like trying to like stay close to groups of people. And so hot guy,
mm-hmm.
his name is Jesse.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking to somebody, tap on the shoulder. I turn around and there's Jesse.
Okay.
And like also just the most straight energy you've ever seen. So when I turned around, I was like, oh, this is how I die. That is the last face I'm going to see. At least it's beautiful. But he is about to kill me. And he said to me, he said, I heard that somebody or there's some people here that are that might cause you a problem. And I went, yeah. And he went, if anybody causes you a problem, you come to me.
Jesse.
Yeah. Stand up, dude.
Wow.
Stand up, dude.
And hot?
And so hot, so fine, and so nice, so kind. And I was like, thank you so much. You have no idea how much this means to me. And he was like, yeah, don't even mention it. Like, it's not a thing. Anybody fucks with you, they fuck with me. I was like, amazing. Amazing news. But still, I thought, if I end up at a party and he's not there, I'm still going to have to go through something before I'm even able to turn this around.
Yeah, right. I kind of hate to say it, but a barn party does sound... sorry, a farm party does kind of sound like...
A weird choice.
No, yeah. It just sounds like where a hate crime happens. 100%. Not blaming you, obviously.
No.
Blaming the culture
for
of
sure.
farm parties.
For sure. But one does have to protect oneself.
That's why I didn't... Anyways.
Well, if you were an American kid, they would have given you a gun.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I would have got at birth. It's how it works here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm from Massachusetts, so we're a socialist hellscape, so we didn't get the guns.
Got it. Just knives.
Got it.
Just knives.
Just knives.
Yeah.
Okay. Just knives.
But different farm party? Then?
No, it Same. Wasn't. It wasn't a farm party. So anyways, I didn't go to parties for quite a long time after that. I mean, I was 16. This was shortly after 16. So like, you know, grad year, you're 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like 2 years, I wasn't really going to parties where I thought there was even a slight chance of risk. I broke my rule once.
Oh, no.
I broke my rule once. And like at this point, I was like into rave culture. I had my big old fat pants. My hair was like dyed blue or green or something crazy. And we're at this girl's grad party from like another school. And, you know, I think somebody called me an F-slur while I was there. And I was like,
you can say it.
Oh, somebody called me a fag. And I went, you should really watch what you say around people you don't know. Or something to that effect. Something like bitchy and like, don't fuck with me.
Something a little faggy.
Something a little faggy. something pretty faggy. And him and his friends was like, yeah, it's cool. Okay. And I think that we're making, you know, phone calls or whatever at the same time. So, like, I don't know, 25 minutes, 30 minutes later, all of their friends showed up and like on a mission. So they came in and like, I will give them this. The next thing that they did is kind of hilarious. They went to like, there was like a table with food and they started throwing wieners at me, which is pretty funny. Okay. We have to give them that. Like just wieners flying through the air at my face.
Moments before a hate crime.
Yeah. Yeah. So that Incredible. Part, kind of funny. Just a bit. We can laugh at it now.
Okay.
You can laugh at it.
I love that you were like,
why would I talk about this on stage?
Why would they leave it? Why couldn't they leave it at that? That like that's that they could have had something. I'm so look
something.
I'm mad yes, at them for a lot you. Of reasons, but they could have had something really beautiful.
Yeah,
like that's beautiful.
Even in the moment, I was like very much afraid.
Yeah.
And like the wieners are flowing, like flying through the air. And I thought, that's pretty good.
I have to talk about this on stage. This is so insane and funny.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear this because in my mind, I'm like, this is just the biggest bummer story ever. But the wiener part is super funny.
But also, no.
No, up till now, you're just describing the Equinox steam room.
You know what? I was just in one. You're right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. My friend was texting me about it. Mm-hmm. One day, I'll be able to afford to get a hand job every day like everyone else. And it'll be so fun.
Yeah, it's good times.
Anyway, go on with your hate crimes.
So, anyways, at one point, somebody asked me what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
A girl was at the party. She's like, "When's going on?" And I said, "I don't know. It's just a bunch of redneck hillbillies who don't like me." And one of them was right behind me. And so that was the opening required. And he just sucker punched me.
Wow.
So what I remember is getting punched. And then saying like, I'm leaving, me and my friends are leaving. And then the world goes black. What happened was, this guy punched me. I went down, I got back up and I was swearing at him. I was telling him off and then he punched me again. And then I was laid out flat. So this is gonna like, I think actually trigger warning because it does, this is the dark turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm unconscious and all of them just took turns kicking me while I was unconscious on the ground, which is a courageous move. Don't you think that's the courageous way to fight people?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to say kind of a bitch move on their part.
Really kind of bitch.
Yeah, truly. So I don't remember any of this. But,
okay,
that's good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to find any silver lining.
What a gift. What a gift unconsciousness is.
Yeah.
My friends managed to get me out of this pile-on. We got into, you know, the bathroom in the house. That's where I came to, and I quickly realized that my jaw had been broken from this.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
So, and then I went into shock, but they were, like, outside of the bathroom trying to get into the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So,
like, did anyone call the police?
That's what
no.
When do we go to that, like, when do we get, like, hospital police level?
So, here's the thing, is that the girl who was throwing the party, her mom didn't want any trouble. And so she refused to call anybody.
That fucking Karen ass bitch.
Yeah. So
she refused. Oh,
she refused to call anybody. So I actually,
you have the address of this farm that we can burn down?
I wish I did, because I went into shock at that point. So I don't remember how my friends got me out again. We somehow got into a car, got to a hospital. We were treated horribly at the hospital because, like, my look was like, even at that point, like, I walk into the hospital, they're like, oh, that's a queer who got beat up. For sure. So we were not treated well at the hospital.
God.
The police didn't treat us well. Like, everybody was shrugging all of this off. It was crazy what happened in that period. So at the hospital, they were like, oh yeah, they just like knocked your teeth loose. Go put a towel in your mouth and like come back tomorrow, which is crazy.
Especially because healthcare is free there.
Yeah. They were like, we're not going to bother a dentist with this tonight. This is at the Medicine Hat Hospital. Truly, this is exactly what happened. And so the next day, my father is a police officer. And so we managed to get in touch with somebody and like...
bitch didn't want trouble. wrong kid.
Yeah. A good guy showed up at the next day to my parents' house and said, this is what you need to do. You need to have them treated like an assault, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, went back. And yes, sure enough, my jaw had been completely broken.
Oh, my God.
And I went into surgery to get the steel plate put on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And
what
then,
did Jesse do?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I ever, this was like really right at the end of the school year. So yeah. I don't know if I had an interaction with him over this.
I would
totally
love it
honest.
If you went back and found out that Jesse had gone on some like vigilante rampage.
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be wild?
Yes. That would.
But also these dudes were like truly seriously crazy people. Like one of them ended up in jail shortly after for stabbing somebody.
Okay. Oh.
One of them for like armed robbery. Like
oh
these people were nuts. Like, I'm really truly lucky to be alive.
How did it end up on the news though? Like how did like,
I think somebody had called like the newspaper or something, because I remember we got a phone call when I was like recovering from surgery saying, are you willing to give an interview about what happened? And I said, yes. Mm-hmm. And I didn't expect it. But the next day it was the front page story.
Wow.
Yeah. And I ended up spending the summer in Edmonton, which is another city in Alberta, doing a musical. Because gay. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of out of the city for a lot of the ensuing drama.
Which
but
also
it ended up being a big deal for the entire summer. A lot of letters to the editor. It was kind of madness. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably good that you got out of town though.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that I wasn't in the city for all of that.
Yeah. Also, please tell me the play wasn't Joseph Shepherd.
No. Matthew Shepherd.
Matthew Shepherd shit.
But it was around, like, this is around the same
right,
time,
that's what
right?
I'm thinking.
Yeah. This is very much in that period. Like, I remember seeing that on the news and going like, that could have so easily have happened to me.
Yeah.
These guys were like, we got death threats in the middle of the night. Like it was crazy, man.
Oh my God.
Absolutely crazy.
Damn.
Yeah. 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 So nuts.
And now that's your type, right?
And that's now my type.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Redneck. Homicidal redneck.
Homicidal redneck.
Oof.
Very much.
I actually starting to understand your lean towards a gangly, tall, unassuming man.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough.
With
yeah.
soft features.
To,
yeah.
It's starting to click a little joke. Bit. You like a little funny guy who's yeah. not too scary. Yeah, I actually.
Yes.
I'm starting to understand some things.
It's funny because when people like, you know, if someone like points out like a guy who's like really, really built, mm-hmm. really muscular guy, they'd be like, oh, I think that guy's hard. I'm like, I couldn't do it because
yeah.
and I say this verbatim every time, I could not have sex with somebody who I think could break me. And I know a lot of people love that. And
yeah.
I'm like, no, that's not for me.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not for me.
I did hook up with someone who had a black belt once, and I was very aware. Like, he, like, went to do a little bit of choking, and I was like, no, you least of all, my
yeah,
friend.
Not with
In
your
In the world,
grip.
You don't
you
get
least
that.
Of all.
You don't get that.
Absolutely
See,
not.
Yeah. Okay, so that's interesting, because I do go for that, but for the inverse reason of I then get to be the one in control.
Oh,
so I
okay.
think that's exciting, when I'm like, you could kill me.
Right.
But not right now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that.
So,
not while I'm inside you.
I get...
With your kung fu grip.
Yeah.
But yeah, that actually, incredibly, that story does actually say a lot about my type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there, okay. So, yeah, so we don't like super muscular, but we do, but you do, but it has to.
Oh my God, I love guys that are in shape, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Don't get me wrong. Like, yeah.
But a little gangly, a little something soft, a little something tender around there.
Because you're not, I will say, you're not exactly like soft.
Yeah, I mean.
No.
Yeah, you.
If you are listening and not watching, you're pretty jacked. You got a jawline.
Oh, don't worry. We're absolutely going to use a photo of him. You've given us a few to choose from
on
based on your Instagram.
Yeah. And I'm so grateful because so often it's really hard.
It's so hard for male comedians to find a fucking photo of them these days.
And we have these hot comedians, and they, but
they
have no
only
photos.
Post clips.
Yeah, they just post clips.
Oh, they're only posting clips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thankfully you're at least kind of slutty, but
kind of slutty.
I was trying to be nice.
No, don't be nice. Don't be nice. No, I will. I will say, I do love a twonk.
Okay,
I do love a twonk.
Okay,
for sure.
Same, but straight. You know,
you right. You don't go into twonk.
Is twonk different than twink?
Yes.
What's a twonk? Oh, a twonk.
A honk and a twink.
A honk and a twink. It's a muscular twonk. Oh,
yeah.
It's true. I don't.
Jacob Elordi is still, I would put more twink than twonk.
Yes. Yes. I like the twink side of a twonk. If I'm going to go for a twonk, they have to heavy into twink.
But before he got crazy in shape, Zac Efron is a great example of a twonk.
Yeah. That's the thing. We had this exact conversation with someone.
Really?
I like that middle Efron.
Yeah, middle Efron,
Not High School Musical, but Neighbors when he was like a hot frat dude.
Exactly.
That's perfect. I also kind of like current Zac Efron of like the Terry Manfred Mugler face and like Confusion.
Yeah.
He did also bust his jaw though.
Yes, he did.
So you have that. You guys could talk about that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the jawline thing. Maybe, you know, maybe that's the secret.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe.
Maybe that's the secret. Yeah. A little jaw trauma.
Yeah. I like that Zac Efron is one person, but where you like it, like he's like a spectrum. Like that's fun.
Well, because my experience is women like High School Musical Zac Efron.
Right.
Sarah, we've discussed. Sarah likes a drug addict Jesus type.
Yeah.
So Zac Efron is already fairly outside of her normal.
There's really no,
but
way
like,
too blonde.
Women, I mean, we had Andrea Allen on. Lizzie Cassidy was our biggest outlier in terms of women because she likes an HVAC repairman with no teeth who's been to jail. And that's fun.
And we love that for her.
Yeah, we do love that for
but
her.
But everyone else loves like an elfy twink.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Who has like sinister energy.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know who my
first... the sinister energy I don't go for.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't like the sinister energy. I don't like a demon twink. No. I don't like a bitchy gay either. I actually like that. It's my least favorite part of the culture when someone's like unnecessarily rude and bitchy, like Plain Jane on this last season. Like there was some of that.
I was going to say, you're in my home.
No, but you're not.
You're different.
I'm teasing. I love Plain, but I know you don't like her.
Yeah, no. There's just some of those like jabs at like a mandatory meeting were so unnecessary.
Did you have
and
nice
did not
parents?
Come from did not come from love.
Like were your parents nice to you?
No.
Oh.
No, I wouldn't say like my I wouldn't say
you
that
had a cop dad, that's fair.
Yeah.
Cause to me, Plain is just a Russian Jew. Like that's,
oh, really?
That's it's as on the nose as it could be. Like
really?
I remember because we've got a little bit of everything. On my mom's side, we've got German, we've got Russian, we've got Polish, the whole kit and caboodle, which sounds pretty Jewish actually. But Russian Jews, I remember going over to my friend, because again, from a very Jewish town, I remember going over to my friends' houses whose parents were Russian immigrants, and it would be like, our daughter is very fat. And it's like, hello, my name is Tyler.
Super mean. Super
very nice
mean.
To meet you.
Yeah.
And she has since like talked about that, where she's like, this is how my family talks to each other. She was like, Amanda's drag was bad. She was like, I'm not saying Amanda's bad, but she was like, one, I was on TV. Two, I was sitting there like, how are you on the couch right now? And like drunk. So she was like, so yeah, it wasn't great. But like, to me, there's something endearing about seeing it on TV where I'm just like, you have no social grace. You're just telling people exactly what you think of them.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
every single time she was shocked that there was a rebuttal where she was like, But you are ugly. Why is everyone mad at me?
It's true.
It was just, it was, and I'm not, for the record, I'm not saying Amanda was ugly. I was saying her makeup was ugly. But, and that's all it was. And it got better. And like, I think everyone agrees on that. But like,
yeah,
there's just a level of that. And also with a drag queen.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I'm tired. Lover, sure. Tired of the Nina West of the world. Everybody say love. Let's get like a cunty, mean, old faggot in there again. Like, I miss that. Where's Bianca?
But even with Bianca, like, there was always something that...
There's humor to it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like when you're roasting someone, you know what I mean? Like, yes. If, at a roast, people are in on the joke. In a roast, at the end, you're going like, no, but I do love you, and you're awesome.
I also... And I can only infer so much.
Sure.
I think because Drag Race has a new thing where they tend to cast younger and younger and newer and fresher queens, because it is beneficial to World of Wonder to cast someone who hasn't been doing drag very long.
Right.
Because then their identity is shaped by Drag Race and World of Wonder.
Sure.
Having someone really established, kind of hard to be like, how do we get?
Yeah.
Like that happened with Safira a little bit this year, where it was like, the judges were like, Safira, we want you to do this. And she was like, okay. I've done it 1,000 times.
Right.
I'm happy to.
Right, right.
And they're just like, we want you to do this bad so that we have something to talk to you about.
Right.
Also, can you be sad about something? And she's like, my father died. And they're like, great, perfect.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But like, I think because so many of these queens are younger and so many, especially this season, a lot of them started during COVID. So that means they started doing drag in their room or virtually. I don't think a lot of them have spent a ton of time in dressing rooms.
Right.
Because I can only speak to the times that I've hung out with my drag queen friends, whether it's at a show of mine or theirs, or like there is a different energy in the space for performers than there is with the rest of the room.
Right.
And it's when it's in front of an audience, you're like, ha ha ha, funny, funny joke. When it's just y'all hanging out, it's like, girl, you look nasty up there. What is this hair? Like, going in on each other. And it's all for fun. And it's like, necessary. And I think some of the girls are not as experienced at receiving, like, what is meant to be a barb. Like,
not even
a light barb, but like a true barb would be like, you look fucking crazy tonight. Like, I don't think a lot of them are equipped to handle that coming. And Drag Race is its own issue because it's like, high intensity and you're not getting any sleep and all of these other things. But I do think there is something to be said for dressing room culture being a little bit lacking for some people, when especially when they can like throw it out and can't really dish it. It's just like,
right.
But anyway, so you don't like bitchy. That's fair.
Yeah.
Are there any red flags in men that you find yourself attracted to time and time again?
Oh, that's a great question. Red flags in men that I find myself attracted to time and time again. You know what? My friends listening to this right now are probably going like, there's this one and there's this one and there's this one and there's this one and there's this one. But I'm having a hard time thinking of one. Like, what are ones that other people have said?
Bad texters.
Bad communicators.
Liars. People who cheat.
I do look over a lie pretty easily. I'll enable someone. Yeah.
I was going to say, I mean this in the most positive light possible. You have like an immediately warm energy.
Yeah,
it's true.
I don't think I always have. But like, you seem like you are just like, me and this person are friends now. Like,
yes.
And I think you kind of operate on that level.
Yes, I do.
I don't mean to say you are naive, but I can see how other people would take advantage of it.
Okay. This is, yes. Okay, here we are. So, yeah, I will see the best in people, and I will give, like, a lot of benefit of the doubt, and that bites me in the ass a lot, and it's a lesson that I haven't learned. So I might be naive.
Yeah.
I really might be.
So you're not necessarily attracted to liars, but it is something that, like... maybe
well here let's
can sneak in
let's frame sure. it this way. So maybe too trusting is perhaps one of your red flags.
Yeah, maybe.
Would you say you have any others? And you can, we'd also like to hear some green flags. This isn't just a chance for you to shit on yourself.
No, oh my gosh. So here's the thing is I don't really know that I ever see myself in like a relationshipy relationship again, because I actually don't trust myself in a relationship. I don't think I'm a great partner.
Oh, okay. Say yeah. more.
That is surprising to me.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a great partner because I've got a little bit of an adventurous spirit. So
like
monogamy,
a green flag, though.
But monogamy is real hard for me.
You're okay. in the right city to not be monogamous.
Yeah. True. Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. No. Being single in New York has been a ton of fun.
I don't even just mean single. I mean at this point, I would say more. I probably hook up with more people in open relationships yes. than I do with single people.
Yeah.
Because they are more like on board with it.
Well, it's funny. I was just at the gym tonight. I met the most handsome man. And he was like, can I get your contact information? I was like, absolutely. And he goes, I am married. And I was like, this is just great news for me. Just
you can
great
still fuck
news.
Him.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Open,
I hope he's
people
in an open
relationship.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
He has to. You met him at an Equinox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. No, it seems like a safe bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But no, I'll be absolutely honest. My first marriage ended because we were open. But I think honestly, if I'm looking back and going like, what is the reason that we opened it up? I think there was a foot out the door
okay.
and that was a great reason to go start something else.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the something else was the reason to go.
Yeah.
I see.
So
for you or for him?
For me.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he at the same time was also, I mean, I can't speak for him, but. Yeah, I think
no,
we were maybe both
it.
In the same
We'll flatten
the same
this
spot.
Man into nothing.
Yeah.
he can't we're... speak up.
But I bet if you asked him, hey, how did that marriage end? He would say, Jeremy left me for somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's, you know,
but
relationships don't exist
that.
In a vacuum.
Exactly. It's
that's
more complicated. It's way more
yeah,
complicated
yeah, yeah,
than
yeah,
that,
yeah.
for sure.
Which I'm sure he knows as well, or yeah. well, I don't know him, but presumably, yeah.
So
I feel like, okay, so, but a sense of adventure, that is a green flag and a red flag. That's,
yeah.
There's both, yeah, both.
Yeah, no, I
do
get into trouble.
Do you talk to your ex-husband?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See,
well, one more than the other, yeah.
Right. But, see, for a former husband,
yeah,
no contact to me would be like, oh, you did something.
Yeah.
Or they did something, I
yeah.
guess. I should be more charitable. But having some contact with a person you were married to, I think should be.
It's hard sometimes as well, because when you're married, there are like certain, you know, whether it's financial things or like real estate things,
yes,
or
things
like
that
pet
we've all
things.
Experienced.
Or, yeah, yeah, of course. That like require a bit of a longer tie than you'd like to have. Mm. Because if I'm absolutely honest, I would in a way be happier if I wasn't in contact with my two exes.
Mm.
Yeah. If that could have been something that I could have just severed, not because of any ill will or anything like that, but I just, when things were done, I thought these aren't people that I really see in my life.
Right.
Yeah.
And
also again, it kind of goes with the adventurous free spirit thing.
Right. Right. But yeah, no, we are in each other's lives in one way or another, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
yeah.
It causes drama sometimes, for
okay.
sure. For sure.
This is
That's
fascinating.
Fair.
I feel like I'm learning a lot about you.
Again,
like I see you out a good amount.
Yeah.
I have never seen you in a bad mood. I've never seen you like be kind of bitchy to someone. And again,
yeah.
we're talking about a gay man in New York. These are unheard of to me.
I will say that this is like people do view this as like a superpower, because I think I don't know if it's gay culture or American culture or what, but like kindness does maybe seem like not something in.
Yeah,
I
always
that people
like
lead
to say
with. I don't know.
New Yorkers are kind. But we're not nice.
Right. You
yes.
are both
yeah, yeah.
nice and kind.
You are both nice
confusing.
And kind. And I think it's confusing because New Yorkers are used to LA people.
Who are nice but not kind.
Nice
right.
but not
yeah,
kind.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we see niceness and we're like, oh, you're not going to be kind. And then when someone comes from Canada and is, we're like, what do we do with this?
Literally, what's, I will
what's
say
this
also
all about?
This. I do, like, I have had an anger problem in my life, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I have, oh my God, I've got a horrible temper.
Really?
Yeah.
Same.
Like an ugly, nasty temper.
What?
I just really don't let my fuse get lit.
Because
if it gets lit, it's short. And if it goes off, it's not nice.
Can
without like getting too into it,
sure.
What are things that can set that off?
When, so for example, if we're, you know, talking about being trusting and like being taken advantage of, once that clues in, like once I clue into that and I go like, oh, I've been screwed over by somebody, it hurts so deep. That makes me go off. I'll go off on somebody that I think has taken advantage of me, or I think someone has taken advantage of somebody that I love.
See, I think
that makes me go off.
That doesn't sound that crazy to me.
No, it's not that crazy, yeah. But like I will overreact.
Who are you calling crazy?
Yeah. You son of a...
Yeah. No, because I recently, I mean, I've known this to some extent for a while now. I'm not a terribly angry person.
Yeah, you don't strike me as somebody that's angry.
It's a little weak. I mean, it was actually funny. My sister-in-law mentioned this at one point, not to me, but she was like, your brother just doesn't get mad. And I was like, thinking about it. And I was like,
right.
Oh yeah, like he doesn't really. And she was like, do you have any idea how confusing that is as his wife, where sometimes I'll start a fight and then he'll like drop whatever he was defending and be like, wait, you're mad at me. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, I don't want you to be mad at me. He was like, why don't I just do, I'll just do the thing you were asking.
Aww.
And she's like, no. She's like, not that either.
I want the fight.
Because
the hair is on the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I get that. Like, I've gotten angry at people in my life before.
Sure.
But like, you have to do something kind of like intensely fucked up. Like,
but you also seem like somebody that like you'll let off the steam as it piles up. Like if something's happening, you'll call it out in the moment before it gets out of hand. Whereas for me, it's like it's got to build up for a while, right? I have to realize like, oh, that person's been lying to me for a while.
Yeah, my husband gets angry easier. Like his fuse is easier to light, but he fizzles out really fast.
Right.
And like does not stay mad. It's harder to get me mad, but if I get there,
look out.
Yeah, I'm real, real mad. And also sometimes I just want to, I'm just cranky. I'm cranky a lot. I don't like people.
Yeah, I had a tennis coach when I was a kid because I played tennis like all through my childhood. And one of them.
Okay, Zendaya.
Shut up. I can beat her ass in tennis. I know it. No, but one of these tennis coaches I had who, like, in hindsight, I always forget. I was like, all right, that man was insanely attractive.
Nice.
Yeah. His brother's in a fairly famous band and they look very similar, and I'll tell you who it is after.
Oh, okay.
But,
that's exciting.
No, but I remember because I asked him about this at one point because he was super chill. And I'm not chill, but I'm not like angry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
No one's gonna come on here and say you're chill.
No, no one would describe you as chill. What the fuck?
I just proved that's the true. Thing
no
you
one who's met you. Yeah.
But yeah. No, I know I'm not. But like I asked him about it and he was like, I don't know, man. He was like, what does getting mad do about anything? And I was like, what?
That's the thing.
Yeah. Right. And he was just like, what? You're just gonna like sit around and be mad about something and then like keep being mad instead of doing literally any. He was like, I'd literally do anything other than be mad. And I was like, it stuck with me a lot. And like, even now, like, especially as someone who uses Twitter, unfortunately, like, I just every day I log in and I'm like, you're all really mad.
Yeah.
Like, you're all spending time being mad and looking for things to be mad about and then engaging with people you want to be mad at.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to do that.
You know what's a great way to release anger, though, is to bike through Times Square. It's so fun.
That
it's,
sounds awful.
It's to bike so through fun. Times no, it's Square. So
what?
Fun.
Do you have a spike
on the
I need
you to break
your...
this down.
No, it's so much fun. So I know I do a city e-bike.
And you attach a Gatling gun to the front.
No, you
and
just go,
mow people down.
You like, kind of do. You kind of just, you do have to, you don't mow people down, but like you bike
aggressive.
With like a lot of aggression and confidence. And what I really like to do is I do yell at people like when they're being stupid and I yell like, get out of the way. Like, what is wrong with you? Or like, oh, what a fantastic place to stand. I like to be really sarcastic. Also, I'm not doing it at the volume that I do it at. I'm like very loud.
I just play video games, girl. Like, no, what the fuck?
But listen, but you know what else I also love to do is to say compliments in a really angry tone.
Oh.
It is so fun. Truly, like, I will be like, I love your red hat.
Oh, that's great.
And you just, you see their face. And the other thing is, like, they're all tourists, right? So I feel like I'm enhancing their trip because they'll be like, this giant fucking bitch yelled at me on a bike right in Times Square. And they're going to go home and they're going to tell people that. And that's like, that's going to be fun for them for the rest of the trip.
Of course it is.
So we got, we got a very good couple of red flags.
Yeah.
What are some green flags?
What are some
also you're points? Not looking for a relationship, it sounds like.
No, I'm not,
because usually at the this
does that
is the
mean
point
the DMs
where...
are open.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. The DMs are open,
but just for the fuckings.
The DMs are open. Okay, listen, here's the thing. I will never say never, and I guess it's just not something that I'm looking for. I'm not like closed off from the idea of a relationship. I just don't think I'm great at them. And
if someone's coming into your DMs, what should they be after?
Like, make me laugh.
Okay.
Where are the jokes?
DM Jeremy jokes.
Actually, I should not, because now I'm just going to get jokes.
I'm going to get jokes.
Actually, no, like, honestly, if you're, if you got some cute pics and some jokes.
If
like,
you're
I'm
tall
here
and
for
gangly
it.
And funny, message Jeremy.
If you're a hilarious twunk, slide on in.
And don't be.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Again, I think you're nicer than
maybe
me.
I'm easily charmed.
Okay, so let's say out of the DMs in a bar.
Yes.
What's a good pickup line? Like, what's a good way to?
Or not? It doesn't. It also doesn't have to be a line. What can a person do to like?
Yeah.
Either bring you over to them, or like you're like, oh, I want this conversation to keep going.
Come right up with confidence. Hey, how's it going? What's your name?
Okay.
Like, if you come up without, like, yeah, I think it's a confidence thing, actually. If you come up to me with confidence and you're like, I want to get to know you and we can just have, like, a conversation for a minute, that gets me really, really fast.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I love that because it doesn't happen enough.
Mm-hmm. I was actually going to ask that.
Yeah.
I assume you are usually the person initiating.
Really?
No, I actually don't.
Really? I would say you would get approached all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Again,
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe not with confidence. Like, maybe not with that. Like, yeah,
you're friendly. Like,
yeah.
So I still remember the first time we actually met was in the street in Hell's Kitchen, and I didn't recognize you right away just because I'm terrible at like internet to people.
Right.
But I was literally like with a friend. I was talking to my friend. I was like, oh, that's like
that clown from
no. Oh no, I was like, that's an attractive gay guy with a big tattoo on his chest. I was like. We're in Hell's Kitchen, it's not like a crazy sighting. But then I'm like talking to my friend, and all of a sudden you're like in front of me, and you're like, "Oh my God, hey!" And I was like, "Did God do this? Like, who just sent this man to talk to me?" I was like, "What's going on?" And then I was like,
"I would also like $1 million."
Right? I was like, "Anything else?" Like, and then I was like, "Oh wait, I know you." Like, it took me a second into the conversation, which always happens. So if I've ever seen you out in public and I look lost in the eyes, that's why. It's because I am.
Also, if I have my headphones in, I don't hear people. I've had people like chase me for blocks and being like, "I thought it was a bit. I thought you were ignoring me." And I was like, "No, I just was in my own world."
But you're not. You don't approach people in a bar.
Not super often. Or if I think I know that we have a connection, or like honestly, if it's somebody that I've
I've
seen you online
or
something, I'll walk and be like, "Hey, I'm Jeremy from Instagram or whatever," and I can do that. But if it's like a total stranger, I don't usually. I don't usually, but
I find that interesting.
I'll make like some eyes so that people can know that it's I'm open to it.
Can I ask a technical question?
Sure.
Are you top, bottom, verse?
I'd say I'm like verse top.
Okay.
Yeah. I kicked off a top era once I was single again, and I'm really enjoying that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I only top, and I, for that reason, am a lot of the time, I'm like, I probably have to go make first contact.
Right. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Because I feel like guys with am I having a stroke? I just have heartburn. Guys with like bottomy energy will like do the eyes thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
All night.
Yeah.
But then it's like, you're with your group of friends. Come over here. Yeah. And I'm always just like,
be brave. Go talk to them.
In the last couple of weeks, someone's been extremely brave.
Oh, I love to hear that.
Yeah. Last time I ran into you at a bar, I was just like, oh, hi, I have to go do something right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got my confidence back in a big way lately, and now I'm just like, if I think someone's attractive, I'm just gonna go after them.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be fine with the no when you do that.
Yeah.
Which I try to be, but like, also some people are kind of scared to like just be like, not really my thing.
Right.
And that's always more confusing because it's like, do you want me to leave or not? Because
right.
I would actually rather spend my time with someone who's interested.
Truly, I think yes. as a neurodivergent girl who used to be so stupid hot that I had an astonishingly high success rate, there's like three people that I wanted to have sex with that I didn't.
You're a fucking bitch.
I know.
Good for you.
Yeah. No,
honestly, I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. It's but if I ever have to go back out there, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do because right. I'm not that stupid hot, but I am still very neurodivergent. So I'm just going to be like, I would just say, do you want me to leave?
Yeah. Well, Ian's in good health.
Should
right?
we fuck? Yeah.
Great.
He's great. So I'm just doing great.
You want them to approach. You want
yeah.
them to have
with confidence.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will say, like, this is jumping back to something you said earlier about just like that energy of like saying hi to somebody and making the approach and everything. It was something when I found myself single again, because I didn't have a really big support network in New York, that I found like it was an active choice of going like, I'm going to get comfortable with the idea of being at a bar by myself. I want to get comfortable going to a club by myself.
Great trick.
I want to get comfortable being at a bar, like sitting next to somebody and striking up a conversation and saying no if I'm not interested and doing all of that. And it was an active choice that I spent probably a good like 8 months pushing myself out the door and being like, no, I'm not staying home sad. I'm going to go out and I'm going to try to have a good time.
So
good
this was something that I had to learn when I was living at my parents' house in suburban Maryland right after college, because I would go out to DC all the time and I had no friends there.
Right.
And like I was freshly 21. So I was like, okay, I can go to bars. I can go to gay bars in DC. I don't know anyone in this city. And thank God. I mean, if you're out there, Randy Lavorsi, who is a realtor, he was a bartender at this bar called JR's, and he noticed me one night and was just like, are you here by yourself? And I was like, oh yeah. I was like just hanging out. I was like in the area, and he was like, great. And then like immediately gives me a drink, and I was like, I didn't order this. And he was like, yeah, I'm being nice to you, you little shit. Like
again, hot privilege. This is what you, this
well, and then yeah. And he even explained to me, because he was like, oh my God. He was like, you don't get it. He was like, a bartender is being friendly with you. He was like, this is your way in. And I was like, to what? And he's just like, oh my God. And he not to having sex with him. He literally was just explaining. He was like, if you're friends with the bartender, you can just show up at a bar.
Yeah.
And no one thinks it's weird. Yeah. If you are listening and you are trying to do what Jeremy was doing, the best thing you can do in the fucking world, if you're not weird, try not to be weird. Go to a bar. Go at like 6 p.m. It's happy hour, so it's already cheaper. It's going to be kind of dead. Befriend the gay guy behind the bar.
100%.
He's bored. He's probably attractive. If you're in New York, they really don't hire ugly bartenders.
No.
Which kind of rude, but you know, whatever. It's fine by me. Befriend the bartender. You will probably get free booze. Huge benefit, because especially in New York, it's very expensive. They will introduce you to people, which is the biggest thing. And then again, anytime you're at a bar, there's like, I had such, my crushes on bartenders go back very far, but there was a bartender in DC named Jason, and he was this former Marine.
Oh no.
Oh.
Oh my God. I mean, he would probably be fairly outside of your type based on the description you gave.
Break me. He could break me.
He could break a lot of people. Yeah. And I still remember there was one night where some like guy at the bar was just being like belligerent, a huge asshole, like so rude. And I'm watching this like big Jack Marine, no shirt, obviously, because it's a gay bar, at, like so angry, his like tits are bouncing up and down. And he's just like pacing like the bar, like swearing.
Oh.
And I like order a drink, and he's like, kind of trying to like get out of it and just like give me a drink. And I've always been like this. I just like leaned in and I was like, you should hit him. And he like sets my drink down, and then he like stopped and he like came back and he was like, what did you just say? And I was like, you should hit him. And he like gave me another he gave me another chance, and I was like, I think it would be kind of hot if you beat that guy up.
Yeah, it would.
It would be super
what
hot.
What is wrong with me?
Right. And then he, like, again, goes from, like, steaming angry and then giggles. And he's like, I don't even care. He was like, awesome. Whatever you want for the rest of the night. He's like, I'm not charging you shit. We've kind of stayed in touch since, but, like, oh, my God. He's gigantic. And it was just so funny because I was always like, that one's the, like, giggly, cute one who's, like, sweet to me. I was shocked. I mean, it's always that's the case, but, like, that's the thing. Again, I have a very clear type.
Yeah.
Oops.
He likes a mountain.
I like a mountain. You like a mountain? Soft in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. It's not been fruitful, but, you know, it's been fun. So I can say that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. You have a much better success rate than I do.
I mean, do I?
Yes. Two people wanted to marry you.
Yeah, but I've got two divorces.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
All right. Yeah. I really still...
You got more divorces than anybody else in this room. That's kind of cool.
No one has been able to come to me yet and disprove that I am America's most divorced gay. No one. I have been saying it for months now. I'm America's most divorced gay. If you can think of a more divorced gay, let me know.
Frankie Grande.
What?
Really?
Is he more divorced than me?
He got ousted from a couple that I think was... Or a throuple that I believe was married.
No, but he didn't do the paperwork.
He hasn't, but yeah, yes.
He didn't have to sign the documents. He didn't have to send the documents back saying, this still says wife on it.
Zane Phillips got divorced after like 10 weeks.
Yes, but that's one.
And that was...
There's another coming, don't worry.
To be more divorced than me, you're going to need three divorces.
What if you and Zane Phillips got married, then divorced?
Then
you could marry and divorce Gus Kenworthy, who also got married immediately after coming out and then got divorced right after that.
Listen, there are a lot of pretty more than willing to marry and divorce both of those men.
Yeah, same.
Okay. Yeah, they could get it.
I think one of them fits into my type more than the other, which is fine. Is
too they could get a lawyer
for me. Zane is too pretty.
No.
No.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. No.
Why does he look like? I mean, it's steroids, but like,
he's gorgeous. Looks like he's wearing eyeliner.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
Sir. I would much rather that he was wearing eyeliner. I love a guy.
See that?
I know.
I do too.
I love a guy.
I mean, '90s rock star.
Yeah.
Right.
You were into rave culture. Of course, you like men with makeup.
Yeah.
We're gonna play a little game before we wrap up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's called Red Flag, Green Flag.
All right.
It's exactly what it sounds like. Yeah. We're gonna go back and forth, and I'm truly. Because usually I go for, like, petty things that most people that I'm friends with will find annoying for a red flag. Unfortunately, you like stuff and people. So I have to think about this.
And our last guest did not like things or people. So.
Still had a lot of green flags
in
there.
Still had a lot of green flags.
So you guys are going to say things, and I'm going to say whether it's a red or a green flag.
Yeah, and it can be a beige flag. If it's neither, if it doesn't matter, if it's neutral.
Oh, I'm so into this. I feel like I'm actually going to learn things about myself, you guys.
Okay. So then Tyler should start because my first one is not a useful. Let's just get it out of the way. Wrestled an alligator.
Green flag.
Amazing.
I knew it.
Amazing.
That's so much adventure.
Oh, okay.
That's so much adventure.
That is so much adventure.
Yeah. Really wants kids, plural.
Oh, reddest flag imaginable.
Has a kid.
Red flag.
Okay.
Nice.
Sorry, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Owns an exotic pet that fits in their apartment.
Red flag.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was worried with the adventurous thing.
Yeah, no, there's a limit apparently to the adventure in your house.
That adventure has a smell.
Yeah, exactly. I could end up living with that adventure. I don't think so.
Absolutely not. Okay. Cannot do laundry. Not just sends it out, not just like doesn't know how, would not be able to.
Oh, red flag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Has a collection of kites.
Oh my God, it's a beige flag for me.
See, that's a huge red flag for me.
I know. I feel like insane. It should be, and I'd be kind of like, no, okay, cool. Kites. You're into that. You like a kite? Great.
Go fly a kite.
Yeah.
Go fly one of your many kites.
I would go with him to fly the kites. I probably wouldn't be too in, but I would love to see him happy with kites.
Okay.
I don't want them as decor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Necessarily. Like, do they have to be out? But that's what I'm saying.
I am definitely picturing them hanging on a wall, but yeah.
I think that's a likelihood. That's a red flag. But having a large collection.
Once it affects my decor.
Exactly. That's
it. Okay, that is the gayest thing you've said so far.
It's gayer than the wieners flying through the air.
Yeah. A kite is gayer than a wiener. That's what we decided.
There truly is so much in that story. Even if it doesn't end up necessarily being a comedy set, you could win the moth with that for sure. And also I think it's just a good story that you're a good storyteller.
I haven't told that story in a while.
Yeah, you should.
Because oftentimes people cry. People do end up crying at the end of that story.
It's sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
We're stunted and dead inside. I'm really sorry, you found the right audience. Yeah.
Because I kept trying to make shitty little jokes while you were telling me about how you got a steel plate sewn into your jaw. Sarah, give us our next red, black, green flag before I say something awful.
Is messy not dirty?
Beige flag.
Okay.
Everything's going with collectibles for some reason. Has several completed Lego sets on display in the apartment.
It's a green flag. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a green flag.
Okay.
Yeah, like give me a little whimsy. Absolutely.
A little whimsy.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Actually, no. Just pause. There's a couple in Canada who are so hot, and I have the biggest crush on both of them, and they have multiple Lego things out in their home.
I am thinking like 3 to 4 in this instance. Once you get past like 6, then it starts being a problem. Once you can't walk through the house.
Oh, no. I think you can walk through the house, but okay.
Well, they also probably own a home.
They do, like a big, beautiful house.
A couple owns a home in Canada and has
Lego.
There's either two or we know the same couple. Anyway,
do you want to send me their Instagram?
Maybe we do.
We'll find out later.
Okay, we'll find out.
Okay.
Yeah, let's all find out how to find
them on the
internet.
This is
a great adventure.
Calls his mom twice a day.
Red flag.
That's terrifying.
Visceral reaction.
Yeah, that's too much.
Once a day.
Red flag.
Yeah, I'm not
close to my family, and so when people are close to their family, I just don't get it. And
okay.
It's only been problematic for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I feel like it is a thing if you're close with. I also am not. So I don't know. I am presuming if you're close with your family, you kind of want someone who's close with their family. If you're not.
Getting their pilot's license, but only to fly those little rickety one-person planes.
Red flag.
Thank God.
Oh, red flag. I did not know where you were going to land.
I wasn't sure either, and I was a little worried about you because you could get Amelia Earharted.
Yeah. No, I actually, my first husband was working on his pilot's license, but I think he wanted to keep going, if you said to him, do you want to fly the 747? He'd be like, thank you. Yes, please. That I'm cool with. But like a weird one. No, that's maybe just, I don't know. It's not enough adventure. I don't know.
Or that's adventure for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Do you have one? Another one? Because I'm coming up blank. Is dirty.
Is dirty?
Yeah. Like, you know what? Maybe they're clean. Body is clean.
Yeah.
Apartment is dirty.
Red, beige. I'm like, yeah, that's fixable. You can deal with that. Like, you know, maybe you're having a rough time right now.
Okay. Yeah. Fair. Yeah. Fair. Are you attracted to depressed people?
Yeah, I can fix them.
Mm, okay.
I can fix you.
That's interesting because I feel like the sense of adventure that can be tough.
Yeah.
Like with someone who's depressed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So maybe that's a red flag.
For me,
you were attracted to.
Yeah.
Big like party person. Like they are at the horse meet. They are at the mother disco. They are at Battle Hymn. Like you cannot miss those.
Cannot miss them.
Like they're not going to miss them.
Beige.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love a party. I love those parties.
Yeah.
I can miss them.
Yeah. That would not work for me.
I would actually love to go to a horse meet disco with you. Like just so
that I
don't
do Molly.
No, I understand, but like I feel like I would like to have that experience with you to just hear the commentary because I think you'd be
I think the commentary would largely be, oh my God, I have to go to the bathroom so bad. Why isn't anyone getting out of the way?
Actually, yeah, I left a bar because the last time I went, it wasn't even a bar. The last time I went to, like, it wasn't a rave, but it was like in a warehouse and there were flashing lights and DJs, like multiple DJs in different locations. Oh, yeah, yeah. I left because there was no hand sanitizer or soap in the bathroom anywhere.
Wow.
I checked every single one.
That's weird. You need soap in the bathrooms
at
those parties.
And then I kept asking every single bartender. I was like, do you have hand sanitizer? And they didn't. And so I was like, I have to go home.
Wow.
Like, I have to go
home. The bartenders need to have hand sanitizer.
Is this post-COVID?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was the most recent one that I went to. It was like my first time going. I was like, I'm going to go out. I'm going to like see a DJ set.
Wow.
Post-baby. Huh?
Were you at Basement?
I have no idea. It was in Brooklyn. I do like to party. I do like to go to raves, but I don't know them. Like, I just get taken to them.
No, I haven't. Okay. I really want to go, though.
It was half outdoors, half not. I don't know.
Oh, that could be Knockdown, which is the same.
It was not Knockdown.
It wasn't. Okay.
No. Knockdown is nice. Knockdown has real bathrooms. This was porta potties.
It's so fun.
I like Knockdown. Have you been to
Basement? No.
Okay.
I only... Nope. We're getting through the whole podcast without me mentioning him.
Yeah, you are.
Yep.
You can do it. We'll tell you after.
The culture.
Okay.
I was doing so well.
You were doing really, really well.
I brought it up.
We're doing great. No. We can do it.
Sarah made fun of me on the last podcast because I can't go through it without mentioning my celebrity crush because it is topical to the podcast, but we're not going to go there. And also, you follow me on Twitter. You know who it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It is who you think it is. I think I'm out.
I have one last one.
Okay.
They really like to knit, but... That also means birthdays, holidays.
Oh.
One of the gifts is a hand-knitted clothing that you have to pretend you like.
Okay. This is a red flag.
Yeah, it is.
I really also hope that my second ex-husband is not listening to this because he had a real crochet moment and he was very good at it, but it just
I didn't mean to do that.
Me.
I'm so sorry.
It was just never for me.
No.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
On that tough. Note, yeah. I did not mean to get that personal. My God.
No, that's tough.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Why are you sorry about that?
You know what's amazing about having a kid, though, is like my friend is amazing at knitting. No, it's true. And she knits for Esmond, and it's awesome. Like it rules.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, it's way easier because she's so much smaller. She doesn't have to knit a sweater for me.
Right.
So, last question.
Yeah.
This is how we end every podcast. Who in the world is just so hot right now?
Who in the world is just so hot right now? I'm so mad that Jacob Elordi came to my mind immediately.
That's totally fair.
Because he looks so much like my second husband.
And also he's everywhere.
He's very well.
He's kind of, yeah. Shit, I can't think of anybody else now.
That's Jacob
Elordi. God damn it.
That tall monsoon.
Tall men need to be stopped.
Yeah.
Just by door frame.
Stopped right in the mouth.
Just by door frame.
I think I'm going to say Doechii. Just because that song Alter Ego is out. And I've been listening to that a lot. And she looks so good in the music video. And like the song is very like, cock, cut, cock, everybody wants to fuck me. Like,
yeah.
Nice. I just finished making a Spotify playlist of like, everybody wants to fuck me music. And I'm like, this is a great summer playlist.
Yeah.
It's mostly that and Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. But I'm saying Doechii. Sarah, who's so hot right now?
Who is so hot right now? I think we said Sabrina Carpenter last week.
Was this so hot physically or just like culturally so hot?
In any
whatever,
sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could change my number.
You can say whoever you want. Say, yeah. Sarah takes some time on these.
I do. I said Anne Hathaway last week because she's just so hot right now.
She is.
She's so hot right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in her I don't give a fuck era and I'm like obsessed with that.
I'm so obsessed with it. I'm so here for it. Yeah. And she's also just like nice. I'm going to say... I had it and then it was gone. Wait a minute. Crap. Who is so hot right now? Oh, Lily Allen.
Interesting. Oh.
Yeah. Also in an I don't give a fuck era.
Yeah.
Has kind of been in an I don't give a fuck
it's
era.
True. It's true. Has
kind
has
of famously
stayed.
Ever since she started dating and then marrying her dad's friend, famously not in a fuck give a fuck era.
Never gave a fuck, but is back giving no fucks.
Did she release new music?
No, she just has a podcast and has a lot of opinions.
Because she did Glastonbury.
Okay.
With Olivia Rodrigo. And I saw that like snippet where she was like, I didn't tell my kids I was doing it. And they were all like, how do you know Olivia Rodrigo? And she was like, I don't. She knows me. I'm
See, that's hot. That's so that's hot right now.
Hot. Well, no,
that's
so hot right now. And it wasn't like a it wasn't like an I'm more famous thing. She was like, yeah. Her team reached out because they were like, when we were making this new album, like you came up a lot. Like you're a big influence. Because like I remember those albums. Like 22 and The Fear, I listened to nonstop at the end of high school and was like obsessed with them. Cause she's I feel like she did plant a lot of seeds for the current pop girlies of like, these are very plain, like basic lyrics. Not to say that they're like lacking in artistic merit, but it's like, this is just what I'm thinking. Like, you've heard Knock 'Em Out, right?
Yes.
The song about not wanting people at a bar to hit on you. Mm-hmm. And like, it's all the excuses she gives. And she's like, I have chlamydia. Like, it's just, it's part of the song. And like, I love that kind of style of like, British, like,
yeah.
Smart pop, where it's, like, stupid. Like, Kate Nash does that with Foundations, right. Too.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about my high school music taste at this point. So
I love that.
You said you wanted to change your answer?
Yeah, I would change my answer to Zendaya.
So hot right now.
Because great I also, answer. Like, if I think of, like, if there's anybody on this planet right now that I would love to meet, I would really love to meet her.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I went to a screening of The Challengers. And like that same night at that same time, she appeared at a screening just like at a different theater. And I was so heartbroken, although very grateful that I got to see the film in advance because it's a wonderful film and she's really great in it.
Anyway. So are you saying she's the celebrity you kind of want to like drink with, basically?
Yeah, 100%.
Do you have one of those?
Adele.
Yeah.
What a good answer. Yeah. My God. I mean, she
because
would also,
people say I look like her all the time.
She
I don't.
Would
but
love you too.
Yeah. She would love me. We would get on like a fucking house fire and we would get plastered.
Yeah.
And it'd be so fun.
Shit house on white wine.
Or Olivia Rodrigo. Not Olivia Rodrigo. Olivia Colman.
Oh, yes.
We would say cunt a lot.
Yeah. You would.
Yeah.
That's I think cool. I want it to be Goldie Hawn or Jane Fonda. Wow. I think I'd do great with either one of them.
Yeah. Wow.
I think Goldie Hawn would immediately be like, where did you come from?
Yeah.
And
I'm
like, we're from the same town. So it'd be like, Potomac.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Anyway, that's the podcast. Where can people find you?
I'm Jay Critty on Instagram. Hi, Jay Critty on TikTok, because some motherfucker took my name on TikTok or jcritty.com.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's been the podcast. Follow Jeremy.
That's 9 podcasts. We got 9 podcasts out of this.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we've been having a real problem of going way over the recording time lately. We told ourselves we were going to do an hour this time, and we're at an hour 30. And
God
thank you all for listening.
Thank
and
you
rate
all
and
for
subscribe.
Listening.
Bye.
Bye.